In South Asia, there's a dire need for a correct translation of the glorious Quran. There were a lot of satanic fitnas, a lot of trials and tribulations, people misinterpreting the glorious Quran, and a receding empire that had left false versions of the Quran. In such a difficult situation, Allama Maulana Amjad Ali Azmi Rahmatullah Ali felt the necessity for there to be a correct Urdu translation of the glorious Quran. He came to the court of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman and humbly said, "Ki Hazrat, we need to translate the glorious Quran, there are these difficulties." Now Ala Hazrat, the master of so many sciences, was working on a lot of Islamic projects at the time. So he said, "Look, at the moment my time is such," and he was only sleeping for a few hours a day, "that I cannot spare time to do this project. The only thing I can suggest is that every day at midday I take a little bit of rest, and I'll dedicate that time, come down, send the students, and I will dictate to them the translation of the various verses of the Quran which they can note." So Ala Hazrat started to do this. The students used to write down the translation, and it was off the cuff, but amazing was his intellectual ability and the blessings of the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the students say and the scholars say, when we used to go back and check this translation, it was in accordance with the tafsir mubarakas that we had read, and everything was perfect. Every nuance of it was absolutely clear and precise. This was how amazing it was. And at this age, Ala Hazrat gave the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam the beautiful gift of Kanzul Iman. This is how much of a genius he was. Writing the tafsir and the commentary of the Quran is a very difficult and painstaking task. Every letter, every word, every translation, every definition needs to be checked. But Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barkat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman, simply dictated off and the students wrote down. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, over 100 years later, if you want an authentic translation of the glorious Quran in Urdu, the scholars still say that Kanzul Iman is unmatched. Subhanallah. Salu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.